I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 16th, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Cavallini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner? And Mrs. Westfall is absent.
Mr. Milner and Mrs. Westfall are excused. With the president of council absent, we will need to have an election of a president pro tem, which I'll add to the agenda when we get to number three. I welcome our guests to our council chamber tonight. Looks like you've all found the agendas on the side tables. If you have any questions as we go through the agenda, please raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this point, I invite you to join us in our pledge of allegiance, and we're going to have the scout in the audience, Andrew Miller, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we are up to agenda item three, additions to the agenda, and as 3A, I will add election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting. And that'll be 3A. However, additions to the agenda, we need to put in the items in front of you that were distributed tonight, item amended 5C. That's actually an addition to go in along with the letter that's there, I believe.
Yes.
So put that into your agenda. It is, or into your packet, it is on the agenda already, the proposed ordinance. And then agenda item eight, you have an amended ordinance in front of you. Just insert that one and take out the one that was delivered to you. Any additions to the agenda by members of council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Added agenda item 3A, election of a president pro tem in the absence of Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Brown?
I'd like to nominate Councilman Hanam for president pro tem for tonight, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to elect Douglas Hanam as our president pro tem for this evening's meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Mr. Hanam, you will serve as our president pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And the first duty on that is approval of our meeting minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And item four.
We have all members of council having received minutes of the meeting of council June 2nd, 2004. If there are no additions or amendments to the meeting, I would move that the minutes be approved.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our June 2nd, 2014 meeting as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five, you can see that the Municipal Planning Commission had a busy meeting last Wednesday and has several recommendations into you. The first is agenda item 5A. This is a petition for the vacation of High Street. There's not a diagram in your council packet. Let me describe this to you. High Street comes west from Allen Street towards the mid-campus of Lord's University. And where that High Street hits their east property line of the old bus garage property, they wish to vacate that. And they have contracted with a property owner on the north side of the existing High Street to be abandoned. He has signed it as well, Mr. Villalobos. He was into the Plan Commission as well and was in favor of this vacation. It does not make sense for us to have a public right-of-way intruding onto the mid-campus of Lord's University. And years ago, we vacated the McCord Road right-of-way that comes north from from Brent Rowe, so this follows in line with that. And the administration recommends this, but before we do it, we have to have a public hearing so that any neighbors or anyone in the city can come in and comment on it. So, Mr. Hayden, we need to set a public hearing date. Does the clerk have a proposed date?
The next date is July 21st. We already have two public hearings scheduled for 7 and 7:15 that evening.
Remind council, those are for Highland Meadows to build a new pump house. I don't think that's controversial. And for the Moose Club to be able to build an auxiliary storage building on the back of their property.
We don't have any reason to think this will be controversial either.
I really don't think it'll be controversial at all. There are two more items tonight which are going to also require public hearings, so you could schedule them all that night, give each of them 15 minutes.
Why don't we schedule them all at 6:15? We're going to have five of them? I don't think there's...
Well, we've already got two of them scheduled, one at 7 and one at 7:15.
We've already noticed those.
Yeah, so why don't we schedule these three at 6:15?
Is that
acceptable to the clerk? I think you might be all right at 6:30, to tell you.
Okay, let's assume it's 6:30. That's a good idea. All right.
I think when we think about procedurally here, you've made a motion to schedule all three public hearings. Do we need to do those in separate motions, or can Mr. Hayden do them all at once?
We could do them separately.
Okay, so your first motion is to set for the vacation of High Street at 6:30 on Monday, July 21st. Is there a second to that?
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk post notice and run the legal ad in the paper for that one. Agenda item 5B is a request for a zoning amendment, CA2 2014. This is for the northwest corner of Acres and Alexis from DJR Properties. They wish to change that zoning from R2 to B2. The Planning Commission recommends to City Council that zoning change be approved. A public hearing is required to do that to notice the neighbors. Mr. Hayden.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that we establish a public hearing on council referral on zoning ordinance amendment ZA-2-2014 for July 21st at 6:30.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set a public hearing date for zoning ordinance amendment CA-2-2014 for Monday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. in this council chamber. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the third of these recommendations from the Plan Commission is 5C, proposed ordinance 31-2014. These are the zoning changes that are required for our design review in our downtown area to qualify for the Tier 2 grants. And we need to have these done about now.
Yeah, I think Leslie can.
I think we're going to let the law director address this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. These are the design review guidelines that we talked about, and it had been referred previously to the Zoning and Annexation Committee for its review. They were referred to the Plan Commission for their review, and they have recommended adoption of these design review regulations, and they are a prerequisite to, well, not a prerequisite, but we lose points with our grant application if we don't have these enacted at the time our application is submitted. And I would recommend their approval.
So you're proposing that we go ahead and approve these tonight, mm-hmm, with the stipulation of still having a public hearing, and then to reaffirm the passage of this after the public hearing.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hannum, are you comfortable with that?
Yes, I am, Mr. Mayor.
All right, then we need a motion. We need two motions, and one to set a public hearing and one for passage of this ordinance.
Well, let's start first with move that we establish a public hearing on proposed ordinance 31-2014 on July 21st at 6:30 p.m.
Moved and seconded to set a public hearing date for proposed ordinance 31-2014, design review regulations, on Monday, July 21st at 6:30 PM in these council chambers. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, passage of proposed ordinance 31-2014, subject to the public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 31-2014. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only, amending Part 11, Planning and Zoning Code of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances, 1979, as amended by adding Chapter 1152, Design Review Regulations, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 31-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, move final passage of ordinance number 31-2014.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 31-2014 as an emergency measure, subject to the public hearing set for July 21st. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 31-2014 is approved. Agenda item six is the service director is in to ask for permission to advertise and bid on infrastructure improvements at three locations in the city. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The three projects that we plan on putting out as one construction contract were all in our original budget estimate. Cadet Drive is a replacement of water line between Acres Road and Dornell Drive. We've had several water main breaks on that line in the past few years, and when that occurs, we knock two restaurants and another business out of business, so to speak. And that's a high priority water line for us. Forest Gate Court is one of the concrete cul-de-sacs that goes north of Ravine Drive. It's primarily a full-depth pavement reconstruction. While we're there, we're also going to replace the water line and about 80 feet of storm sewer. And then Garden Park Drive is installation of about 450 of water, 8-inch water line to loop an existing dead-end water line on Garden Park. We'll loop that line over to Elvin Drive, and then that way that water line will be fed from two directions, looped in, provide better pressure and better fire protection. These projects were all in the original budget. The estimated cost for the project, estimated cost of the whole project is $362,670. Cadet and Garden Park are being paid with water funds, and Forest Gate is a capital improvement project.
I took a look at Forest Gate, Mr. Aller, and some of that concrete pavement, I think, has been replaced already. Are you taking that out to replace the water line and the storm sewer?
Yes. So yes. Full depth reconstruction, so we'll take care of it. Basically start from scratch, if you will.
Are you saving the curbs?
I believe the curb work is being replaced as well.
Okay. That will be an inconvenience for those residents. You'll have, I know they're aware of it already.
Yeah.
Couple have spoken to me.
Yeah, we have had community meetings, if you will. There's about four houses, I believe, on the street, and we have had meetings with all of the residents and kind of filled them in on what we'll be doing. So.
Okay. We need a motion to advertise and accept bids. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the clerk of council to advertise for bids on the Cadet Drive, Forest Gate Court, and Garden Park Drive improvements.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for these three improvement projects, Cadet Drive, Forest Gate Court, and Garden Park Drive. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is authorized to advertise for those bids. Do you have a bid date established, Mr. Aller?
I believe that the date is the second week of July, I believe, the second Wednesday of July.
Ahead of our next meeting.
Ahead of our next meeting.
Okay.
So the Wednesday, that would be the 9th, excuse me.
The 9th.
July 9th. Well, that's about when they're coming in. We'll read the ad in the paper as well. Okay, moving on to agenda item 7. Another improvement project is to reline a portion of the Monroe Street sanitary sewer. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the section of sewer between Sellers Drive and Nurse Rebecca Place. There are only about four connections into that sanitary sewer, but as you can imagine, to try to repair a sewer in that section along Monroe Street would be quite a project. We're going to repair this sewer from the inside. We'll basically put a new polyresin liner on the inside that will be inflated, if you will, with steam, and then it will bond to the existing hose pipe, and then we'll go in and recut the existing service connections into that liner. And the connections that are to that line will be out of commission for a maximum of 8 hours. We obviously will work with the businesses, the library is connected to that line, so obviously work with them.
City Hall connected to that line?
City Hall is connected to that line, yes.
Fire station?
Fire station is connected, but beyond where this project is at. Yeah,
okay.
They're just beyond the end of this project, so to speak. So it's about 1,200 feet of lining. We are in there, we TV'd, we cleaned. We're actually cleaning out the steel section that's underneath the railroad. We'll finish that up hopefully this week, then this project will be able to move forward. This project was also budgeted in the original budget. We had $92,000 in there for construction at that time, and our updated estimate for the project is $73,834. So we're coming in a little less than what we originally had in there. And hopefully the bids come in even less than that.
So the original was 93 and now it's 72?
The original was 92 and now it's 70, you might as well say 74 for round numbers.
Okay. Good job.
This is a lot better alternative than digging that line up.
Oh, yeah.
Does it serve those office buildings on the south side?
No, actually, those on the south side, they go to the back.
Okay, because that'd be a pretty deep line if you were going down to serve those.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they go to the back. The library comes up front, but all of the businesses go to the back.
All right. And Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the clerk of council to advertise for bids for the Monroe Street sanitary sewer lining, Silica Drive to Richard Becker Place.
Second.
I moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Monroe Street sanitary sewer lining project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Bids due about the same time, Mr. Aller?
Yeah, I think the following week for this project, but again, prior to our next meeting. So we plan to have the award there.
That's
we want to get this project done before school gets started back up. So get the contracts done. It's a short-term project. It'll be done very quickly. But it's time to get contracts and all this stuff.
All right. Moving on to agenda item 8, we have proposed ordinance 33-2014. This is to add a new position for the City of Sylvania, a GIS or Geographic Information Systems Coordinator for the city. Mr. Aller, why don't you address the need for this position?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The GIS coordinator is a position that I've had in mind for probably a year and a half or so. And in starting to get the department set up, now that I've been here 3 years already, time flies when you're having fun. Bringing Joe on board as a deputy director and then seeing what our needs were going to be from there. Joe brings a large set of skills to the department that originally thinking of needing a draftsman or something of that nature, I don't think we really need that because Joe has those skills. It's amazing how much school and training changed just in the 10 years between Joe and I when we were in school. I had no AutoCAD training or anything like that. He can do it at the drop of a hat. So that's a great skill that he brings that we didn't need to go out for. But we are in need of getting our system into the 20th century, so to speak. Right now, everything is on paper. Mylar, And we don't have those electronic records. We don't have that electronic ability to be able to, in the middle of a snowstorm, know where that valve's at when the water main breaks. On a sewer plug, what has to happen now is our crews have to come into their shop. If the plans aren't there, then they have to come into our shop and find it and then go out. In that time, you can lose a lane of road. You can, I mean, it's not today's way of doing it. The other thing that we're lacking is, because of that GIS, a new program with EPA called CMOM, Capacity Management Operation and Maintenance. You have to, for that program, you have to have electronic copies. You have to have electronic records of what you have. We don't have that. It's not in our current permit, but I can guarantee it will be in our next. It's all of the new permits that are being renewed, they're in there. So we know it's coming, and we're just trying to get out in front of it. This individual will be able to do everything, water, sewer, streets, traffic lights, signage, trees, city buildings. We can check accident reports and check at the highest intersections. You know, we'll be able to utilize this position for almost anything throughout the city. So I think it's a needed position. I'm excited about being able to hopefully move forward with it, and look forward to getting somebody on staff. It was included in the budget. We put this position in as a half-year position, knowing that it was going to be about this time before we were ready to move forward with it, and obviously it was included in all future budgets. I do plan to split this position up. Water fund will pay part of the salary, sewer fund will pay part of the salary, and the general fund will pay the remaining portion. Right now, I'm thinking roughly third. We'll see how we fully utilize it once we get everything established. But our start with the position will be in the water department, and then the sewer department, and then we'll branch out from there.
So, do we have a person in mind for this?
I do not. We will be advertising, this isn't the people that I know that do it are very happy in their positions, and I don't think they'll be coming.
We are Sylvania.
We are Sylvania.
You never know until you advertise.
All right.
I've gotten a lot of help, a lot of assistance, because there's a lot of different ways that you can go with this position. You can contract with a private firm and have them do it, and that's great for your initial setup. You get it done very fast and you're done, but then what do you do with it? Then there's nobody there to be able to upgrade it and be able to utilize it and keep up with times, because we're all, the technology is changing every day. Or you can go the route that we decided to go, and it will be a little slower, but I think long term I think it will serve us better, and so I'm looking forward to it.
What went through my mind is graphics use up a lot of memory. Will it cause any kind of a strain on the system that we have right now, or are we going to have to add to the computer system in some way?
The way a GIS station is set up is it's set up as its own server, and so it's self-contained, if you will. The backups will still go to our main server. That will still be done on the main server. But the day-to-day function and everything is on its own server. So that's how it's handled. That also eliminates the further potential for hackers to get into that. Because obviously that's something that we would prefer to protect and not have out there for anybody and everybody. So.
Is there an equipment cost that you're going to need to do then to buy this new desktop station?
There will be some computer costs. Some of the costs are already into the IT budget. Once we get this person on board, I'm sure there's something that they're going to need that currently have, but we'll work within our existing budget to accommodate that.
All right. How long of a process do you think this is to convert all the records?
It will take some time. It will
years?
It will take years.
That's what I would expect.
Yeah, we would. My goal would be to be in an operational stage with each system on each annual basis. So the first year we're going to concentrate on water, the second year we'll concentrate on sewer, third year streets, and so on and so on. Some of that will intermingle because we'll be doing some GPS locating and things of that nature. And if we're out locating water valves, you know, we're not going to walk right past the St. Clair sewer manhole and not get the location of it. So
that's right.
Some of that will intermingle, but that's going to be our concentration efforts. So.
Very good. Mr. Lupke, this would be for you to read.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 33-2014 as amended. Copies previously have been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by creating the new position of Geographic Information Systems Coordinator. Amending the Sylvania Codified Ordinance, Chapter 127, Department of Public Service, Section 127.01, Director and Deputy Director. Amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance, Section 139.03D3, to set the salary of Geographic Information Systems Coordinator, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 33-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 33-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 33-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 33-2014 is approved. Agenda item 9, committee reports. Are there any committee reports to be made at this evening's meeting? Or agenda item 10, committee referrals. We did a lot of that at our last meeting 2 weeks ago. So if you turn to the back of our agenda, we do have some informational items in the council packet, and I would like to draw to your attention item B, which is the taxation report through the month of May. If you look at the bottom right of that, you will see that we are only up 0.14% in our net tax collections. That is a weak performance, weaker than we've had in recent years, and below what the budgeted amount. I've asked the tax commissioner to try and figure out where we might be weak. Is it with some of our large taxpayers, or is it because of the lack of new construction in town? Obviously, we're going to have two large construction projects starting up here in the second half of the year, which may help the receipts. But right now, it's a weak showing. It at least is positive, not negative, but we are watching it. Any further comments?
No.
Again, it's only through 5 months of the year, so we'll see where it goes. We actually started the year strong, and it's gotten weaker as we've gone ahead. So we will continue to put them in your council packets monthly. With that, we've come to the end of our council agenda. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and our next regularly scheduled council meeting will be Monday, July 21st at 7:30 p.m., but the public hearings, five of them, will begin at 6:30. Thank you all for attending.
Take care.
Be right.